All right, we're off on the maiden voyage.
Yep. Welcome to our first episode of All Aboard with your hosts, Sam and Matt, as
Yep.
we're going to discuss a little bit about the VHLM, some standings, statistics, how games went. And at the end, we'll talk about our own Halifax 21st, how they've been doing.
Yep. A little bit of development news there, too. Maybe kind of updates on our own players, Bolivar and Tuamala. So, got quite a bit to discuss here.
Yep. So, I guess first we'll talk about standings. It's kind of been a bit back and forth.
Yeah, I would say a little bit
first week.
Disappointing for us the past couple days, but. You know, it looks like it's kind of just a three-horse race right now, really. Maybe even, you could argue, two, with San Diego and Ottawa just dominating the way they have.
Yeah, Ottawa, I think they were 6-0, if I'm correct, before they had their first loss.
Yep, and then they're, now they're 9-1, just kind of dominant in all aspects of the game here. You know, the games they've been winning, like, they haven't been blowing teams out, really. They've just kind of been winning, for the most part, just winning close ones. The only team they've really blown out was Saskatoon twice.
They did have a 3-0 win against Philadelphia at one point as well.
Yeah, that's... That's true. That is a good team. A little bit of an inconsistent start for them, too. Philadelphia, I mean...
A lot of hype around them, that they were going to be really good. And they've, I mean, they are 500, but...
Yeah, they are, and that's good for second in the division because of how dominant Ottawa's been. And, you know, it's only been 10 games, but... It's been a little bit of a... It seems maybe a rocky start finding their footing. You know, if you look at their schedule, it feels like it's, you know, we've played them every single game, honestly.
Yeah.
We've played them so much, but I think that'll be dying down soon. We'll go a pretty long time without going up against each other pretty soon. So but yeah, I mean, that's kind of been maybe part of it. Maybe it's just, you know, we play well against them. But I think even then, I think our record against them might be...
I think we're about split. I think they might have taken one or two in the last 2 days. But we've played them 6 times in our first 10 games.
Yeah, they had our number the past couple games, too.
Maybe a rivalry is growing between Philadelphia and Halifax.
For sure, yeah. That kind of seems like a big rivalry to start the season. No, with the lack of games played later on, that might die down a little bit, but something to watch.
Yep. We do have, I believe tomorrow we have a match against them as well. So it seems like we've been playing... It seems like all we've been playing has been Philadelphia and Ottawa. Which might be the reason why we've dropped to the bottom of the Eastern Conference. Kind of had a hard opening schedule compared to some other teams.
Yeah, that very well could be the case, too. And I guess we've kind of held our own through that start. So that is something to look to. I mean, I know to start the season, yeah, we're at the bottom of the standings, but... kind of had really significant growth too, just in player development. So,
yeah,
kind of have to wonder how much longer that'll be the case.
Yeah, it'll take a little bit, but I'm sure we'll pop right back up. I mean, granted,
yeah,
too, if you look at our goals for, we're pretty much in the middle of the pack with 20. So it's not like we're having trouble scoring. It seems more like we have trouble keeping the puck out of the net.
Yeah.
Especially taking a lot
that
of
really
penalties.
Good young defenseman that's really helping the power play, too.
Yep. We've been, many penalty kills have we had? We've had 52 penalty kills at a 76%.
Okay.
So that could be that could be part of the reason why. I mean, we're up there in the league. I think we're second in penalty minutes, which is not good. Not something you want to see.
No, it's really not. And you know, I think we might need to kind of look at just developing a little bit more discipline. That might be the next kind of step for us just as a team, because even though it's not the most valuable stat to invest in, it definitely will help us win games more.
Well, what I've heard about discipline is it seems to reduce your penalty minutes, but it does so by reducing your hits.
Interesting. So, and we don't really seem to, I mean, we have some heavy hitters, but we, you know, the roster doesn't have a whole lot of heavy hitting guys as it is, so that's interesting.
Yeah, let me see if I can quickly look how many hits we have compared to everybody else. We are at 185, so we're kind of middle of the pack. There are a couple teams, probably around five or so above 200.
Who are they?
There is Miami, Houston, Mexico, San Diego, and Ottawa.
Okay, so I mean, I think right there that...
But not a lot of penalty minutes. At least Ottawa and San Diego.
Interesting. So, I think that might be... something that we want to focus on a little bit is getting more, maybe getting more hitting, investing a little bit more into checking, because that could be something where we're falling behind. I'm not sure if that's a team recipe for success, but it seems to be working for Ottawa and San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the big stats that is probably why we haven't been doing too well is puck control when we're in the offensive zone. We are 151 minutes, which is third worst in the league. So I guess we're not really controlling the puck too well when we enter the offensive zone and aren't really getting many chances. It seemed like our last
couple
of games,
we've got to keep it on loaded too. You know, so... that's kind of even beyond just puck handling. We, you know, defensive coverage, defense in general will kind of change that. I mean, checking is another way to create turnovers, and if we're not checking, I don't know, it's not officially a turnover, but it's another way to kind of, you know, retake control of the puck. And if you're not hitting, okay, good luck getting control of the puck back.
Yeah. Our team might have to boost up a little bit of our puck handling and strength just to help maintain control of the puck and, you know, aid our zone entrance a little bit. Maybe that'll help make us pop up with puck control when we're in the offensive zone. Give us a little more time to get opportunities going.
Yeah, no, definitely. It might be some... to discuss just as a team. But hey, Halifax does have a lot of resources to develop too. We've got the three highest TPE earners on in, you know, all of VHL, VHLM, this week. So kind of should have some room to continue to develop that.
And it's spread out a lot, amongst the lines. We have a goalie, 34. We have a center who's, I think, now playing right wing, if I'm not mistaken. I think I got moved to right wing today at 30, and then you on defense with 27. So it's kind of got spread out. So maybe it'll help help boost up.
Help to you know, to even to start the week. Neither of us were at 100 TPE yet, so just to kind of get over the hump there is going to be helpful. And I think that, not that other teams won't continue to grow throughout the season, but there might be more room for Halifax to grow early on, and that's probably going to be reflected eventually in the standings.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the teams and their average TPE, Ottawa is very high. Philadelphia is very high. San Diego is also... San Diego is pretty decently high. They have some young, low TPE guys, but...
If we look at Ottawa, too, I mean, they have three key contributors that they are at risk of losing to the VHL this year.
Three of them already at 400.
Yeah. Patton, he's got 30 TPE banked. He's at 400. Cadolet? I apologize for that. For butchering your name. Cadolet, yeah, that might be it. He's only got six.
As well.
He could still be on his way up, but then, yeah, even on their blue line, River Harrington, he's got the most banked at 49, so it'll be interesting to see where they kind of move about this season, if they do choose to move up. But that could be something to watch. Where I think in Halifax, we only have one in that neighborhood, right?
Yeah, our goalie, John Weber III, is at 399.
Right. Yeah.
And I think our top blue liner is also close. I think he's around like 395 as well, Boris Bronebreaker.
Yes, that's right. But Weber actually has no banked TPE right now, so he's on his way up, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, I mean, I think Boris is actually probably going to stay the season with us, maybe. Obviously, we'd have to see, but seems pretty dedicated, one of the kind of most vocal guys in the locker room, so I think he might stick around for a bit.
Yep, which would definitely be helpful for us and the Halifax fan base.
Needed. I mean, that's also our kind of heavy hitter there too. So
that's call the dentist or the tooth fairy for nothing.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Something we can appreciate as Flyers fans too.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, let's take another look around the league too, because there's more than just Halifax and Ottawa, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, Vegas has also had a good start. They're at 6-3. 6-3-1, my bad.
Yeah, when I said it seems like a kind of a three-horse race there, that they're the third team that I was getting at. And, if you look at TPE on that roster, they're not really in danger of losing anybody this year either. So, San Diego's not bad. Las Vegas.
They have a right really winger who's close.
Yeah, but they don't. I mean, they'll probably might be able to hold everybody from getting called up this year. So, I think we can kind of expect them to stay consistent, and obviously get continued improvement from some of the young guys too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Philadelphia as well. They are second in the Eastern, and I mean, they have a pretty good roster, and they have some guys that they could probably keep around all year.
Yeah.
They might not end up going up. Maybe some of them will, but I mean, they're also someone else to look out for as the season progresses.
Yeah, I don't anticipate them losing any of them. I'm curious. Kind of might be a good time to dig into some stats here and take a look at it by team too, because you know, just to go off the top with Ottawa, I mean, Patton Jr. there, he's a guy who could get called up soon, you know, if he so chooses to go that route. But River Harrington too, he's, you know, he's over a point per game as a defenseman right now, really kind of taking care of that power play for him, those two up at the top. But you know, solid contributors kind of all up and down the lineup too.
Yeah, they are a formidable foe. I mean, even their, I mean, you look at their top three scores and point scores in Patton Jr., River Harrington, and Masa Akimoto. I mean, they're all up there in TPA or TPE.
Yeah, they've got four guys at a point per game too, but yeah, they're all up there.
Yeah. I mean, San Diego's got, I believe, three guys at a point per game, and one of them is the leading point scorer, as well as the leading goal scorer, Jean-Pierre Devoe.
Yeah. And looks like they've got a pretty decent goaltender here, too. There's no way I'm going to be able to pronounce that name, so apologies there, but he's been pretty solid. You know, and if you look at it too, the top three goaltenders this year are the top three teams. So seems to be kind of a major key for success in this league right now.
Yes. I mean, there's nothing more helpful than having a stud in between the pipes.
Yeah, maybe maybe we'll kind of see that development on our end from Chad Powers too. I mean, that guy's been just collecting TPE like an absolute madman. So, but we still do have a very solid goaltender in Weber too.
Yep.
I think part of the issue we're facing is just we're not giving him as much of a chance. Just playing poorly in front of him, so
we're not giving not much of a chance offensively either. I mean, our last three games we've only scored one after coming off a 5-goal demolition of Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's pretty disastrous. You might have a point when I'm putting up points and scoring them.
Yeah, you don't like to see your sticks go cold.
No, you don't. Maybe we just need a good power play game where we pot a couple power play goals and get some solid contributions up and down the lineup. But nobody's really contributing right now at all in our latest games. It's been pretty rough to kind of log on and see that.
Yeah. I mean, our power play is middle of the pack at 18%, which is not something you want to see. You'd like to see it around 25 if possible, 20-25.
Yeah. We did shift the lines up a little bit, though. Shifted the lines, changed the power play up before all this. So, maybe that'll take a little bit of time to get used to there.
But I mean, there's even some teams like San Diego and Vegas who have been doing good, and their power play is atrocious. I mean, Vegas has the second worst power play in the league at a 6.45.
6.45, wow.
Yeah.
So they're just getting them 5-8-5.
Yeah, and San Diego's at a 15, so they're just below us. But obviously, Ottawa's at a 23, and Philly's at a 24, so their power play is clicking.
Yeah, they're just firing on all cylinders there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of... Because when we look at these team stats and even the individual stats, they're just kind of dominating in all categories.
Yeah, they are. I mean, penalty kill, they're at 90%, which is nuts. I mean, Vegas is also at 90%, and Miami at 91, which is great to have. And then you look at Halifax, and we're down at the bottom of the leaderboard with 76.
Yeah, we need to kind of significantly improve in that area. And, you know, Lucy's been for sure pushing us to get our defensive ratings up. So I think we can expect that to improve, but yeah, it's going to take a little bit of work. It might take some time.
Yeah. One crazy thing I see is Saskatoon. Now, granted, they have not had a good start to the season. They are what, 2-7-1 with a -18 goal differential. But their power play—I have never seen a team that has a 0% power play in my life, with 27 attempts.
Yeah, I mean, there's not even a whole lot they can really do there. Looking at their roster, you know, they've got three forwards, all right wings, and three defensemen and a single goaltender. So that kind of, that's probably part of the issue. There's not a lot of changes they can really make.
Yeah, Saskatoon needs to bring in some free agents, most likely.
Yeah, or maybe make some trades, too.
Make some trades. Or maybe they're just thinking for another year, and then next season they'll come out and be powerhouse.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have two first-round picks this year, one from Miami and obviously their own. So that could be part of their strategy. And then they've got Miami's third as well. So they do have some draft capital to work with, and they'll probably have obviously a much larger roster next year.
Yeah. Maybe that is the Saskatoon mentality.
Yeah, just building for the future. I mean, maybe they develop some of the maybe they draft some of the guys that are developing in the league right now too. Entirely possible. So they might get some experienced guys in too.
Yeah.
But they definitely will need some centers and left wingers too.
Yeah, looking at the roster, there doesn't seem like there's much hope for them this season if it continues the way it's going.
No, and if you look at their forwards, they've got they really only have, let's see, a 40 overall face-off rating here from Daniels, a 40 from Sarkanis, and then Nugget here has see, he's invested a little bit, but he's at 41, so I think that might be part of the problem, too, is there's not really anybody to take face-offs.
Yeah. Let me see if I can look at their team face-offs.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting stat, because, you know, every time play resumes and you're without the puck, that could be a serious problem. And you know, if you look at even looking at ours, we've got a couple guys that can take faceoffs too. Pretty high faceoff ratings. You know, Ty Duke, he's got 130 total points allocated here. So you know, his TPE's his TPE is going to be fairly high, but. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of an important thing to at least have some guys that can take faceoffs like that. And if we go through and look at some of the teams that are successful, just looking at San Diego first, you know, they've got some guys that can take draws too. And, you know, they haven't invested a whole lot in that area either, though. But that's certainly an advantage.
Yeah, I mean, Saskatoon is dead last in offensive zone faceoff wins with 97. Next lowest is Halifax with 130. And then defensive zone, they are third worst at 155. Oh, nope, never mind, I lied. They're third best at 155.
So they're winning. Well, they're just taking a lot of face-offs in their own end.
That's possible. I don't think I can see face-off win percentage.
And that's probably part of the reason that we're low on offensive zone draws and high on defensive zone draws, because we're not spending the time in the offensive zone either.
Yeah. Looking at offensive, defensive, and neutral faceoff percentage, they are the lowest in all three.
Yeah.
At 35%, 42%, and 35%.
Yeah, it might be something for them to kind of look into developing a bit there.
Definitely need a strong center, strong faceoff taking center.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm looking at Mississauga. We haven't talked a lot about them, but you know, we took a bad loss from them the other day.
Yeah,
they've got some guys that can take draws too. So yeah, might be worth looking into for the future. Not sure if that's a you know, obviously not a key point for development, obviously, at all positions. Defensemen don't need it. And obviously, neither, you know, wingers, it can be helpful, but you just need a couple guys that'll actually kind of focus on that, just to give your team an extra advantage there.
Yeah, I mean, looking at Mississauga, they only have one center. The rest are wingers. But one of their wingers does have a pretty high face-off stat, so
yeah,
Gobbers, I can take it. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, I mean, obviously, it's kind of one of the lesser important stats there, but could be providing some teams more of an advantage than they may realize in some of these simulations. So
yeah, Mississauga hasn't been doing terrible. I think they just had. I mean, they could be 500. They just had an unlucky OT loss.
Yeah, yeah. Unlucky kind of start too. It seems to be that way for a lot of teams. Unlucky starts. That Western Conference is absolutely loaded too, though. So, yeah, the Eastern Conference really has to kind of take it in gear and bring it.
Yeah, I mean, there's only been 10 games, so
who knows, anything's
possible.
A lot of play left to happen, a lot of games to go. We'll probably see some significant shifting in the standings here, too. Maybe not from the top, but 2 through 5 in each of these conferences, I think we'll see teams shifting around as schedules kind of change for teams. They maybe get more favorable matchups here and there.
Yep, we've definitely had a hard matchup.
Between
Ottawa and Philadelphia to start. In the beginning, yeah, and then we kind of just fell off.
Yeah.
Sticks are not good. Not hot in Halifax.
I'm scoring 2 goals per game.
It's getting close to winter time, so.
Yeah.
Maybe we left our sticks outside.
Very well could be the case.
Maybe that damned equipment manager stole the sticks and left them out on the ice.
Yeah, we'll blame anybody but ourselves here.
Yep. So I guess we want to talk a little about some of the players.
Yeah, I guess to close it out, if you want to do a little kind of peek into Halifax here. Maybe a chance to kind of go over our stats here and take a look at who's contributing.
Yep. So our top point scorer currently is Kazuma Sato, our defenseman. 3 goals, 5 assists, 8 points.
Yep.
We got 3 guys with 6 points, which is 3 of our centers.
And then
kind of our defense leading it off after that.
Yeah, with 0.5 a game. Boris and I both have 2 goals, 3 assists. So that's kind of what we're looking at. A lot of kind of younger guys contributing here, though. Sato's in his first season. He's a free agent, right?
Don't remember. I can look if he was picked up in free agency. He was picked up in free agency.
Yeah, so he's in his first season. Obviously, you're in your first season as well as first-gen guy. So, two of the top three there are rookies, and even Jay Sykes, he's in his second season here, so still a young guy, first gen player, but yeah, another younger one too, and then. You go down the list, there's me, first-gen free agent. So a couple of these top contributors here were actually at risk of losing to the draft. But,
should still be around for next season.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I think that's encouraging is the young guys are out there contributing quite a bit.
Yeah. It does seem like our wing is struggling a bit. I mean... That guy's middle toe has 3 goals, and then Hader Tottingham, who is also, I believe, a free agency pickup, has 2 goals and 2 assists, but some of our other wingers, I guess, just aren't finding the back of the net.
Yeah, apologies for going on mute for a second there, but it kind of seems to be one of the struggles for us right now. Granted, we do have to kind of take into account that, in some cases, our younger guys are going to be facing, shouldn't say lesser competition, but less experienced guys, kind of like ourselves. So maybe that's where some of those numbers are coming from. And Jekai's middle toe, he's got quite a bit of TPA here, so I think that's kind of maybe what part of it is just going up against some of the top competition in the league.
Yeah, it also seems like we're struggling taking shots, because we don't have many shots in each game, and we're third worst in the league in shots for, and surprise, surprise, the 2 best teams in the league have the most shots for, so
Yeah, I mean that comes down again to possession too.
Yeah. So I think keeping, maintaining possession, I think will really help Halifax get ahead.
Yeah.
It'll
help everybody.
It'll come with time.
Yeah. Yep. Developing young team and definitely had the draft capital this year to make that work, and some of the right free agent signings too. So that's seems to be kind of the big factor for the team so far. So we'll see what happens, but I think we have serious potential to do damage later on in the season.
Yeah, I mean, our goaltending hasn't done bad either. I mean, John Weber III has 5 games played, 1 win, 4 losses, but he's rocking a 9-1-3 and a 2-2-1. So I don't know if you can really blame it on him.
No, not at all. No. I mean, we're just not controlling the puck, and he's also probably just facing some really high chance situations there that where you can't really expect guys to pull through every time.
Yeah, I mean, Chad Powers has an 880 and a 3. I mean, you'd like to see him get those numbers up, but they're not terrible.
No, and he's developing.
Especially for a first-gen guy.
Developing really, really quickly. Really, really quickly. So, you know, and by the end of the season, those will definitely go up for sure.
Yeah. I mean, goaltending's been keeping us in games. Just, we have not been getting, giving them the opportunity to win those games.
No, not at all. That's got to be the primary focus going forward, too. I mean, kind of curious to look now at our roster, too. How many guys have a positive plus minus? Two? Two.
Two. No, there's more. There's 5.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm just looking at the 2 that
are Bonebreaker, Sistine, John Baby Deer, and Steven Nichols. All have a positive plus minus.
Yeah, and there's just 3 of us here that are just even.
Yep.
So.
And me with a minus 4. Oof.
Yeah, got to get that up, but that's also, again, it's a flawed individual stat, too. So, again, we can expect it to go up with time, but...
Yep. I could very much be the penalty kill, as I am on the second penalty kill line.
Yeah.
As along with Kazuma Sato and Peter Novak. So we are rocking the lowest plus minus. So we might be getting smoked on the PK.
I'll definitely gotta get those defensive ratings up. I really think that's the number one most important thing for us to focus on.
Yeah, I think so. Getting our checking, getting our puck handling, strength, defensive awareness, defensive coverage.
Yeah, that'll be key to focus in on as we get up in the season.
I mean, what's your outlook on this upcoming week? You think we're going to see much shift in schedule or in standings? Or do you think it's kind of going to ride the same?
I mean, let's take a look at the schedule here. Got San Diego and Philadelphia again. Then we've got a couple against Saskatoon, Mexico City, Houston. We might break out a little bit. I think we might have a rough start to the week, but I think after we get through that, we just have to kind of just roll with the punches, see how it goes. But I think there's definitely potential to improve here.
What about the overall standings? How do you think they're going to be? Think we're going to see much shift? You think Ottawa and San Diego are still going to be sitting at the top by the end of this week? I mean,
I don't see that changing. I mean, especially Ottawa's lead, they'd have to, somebody would have to just go absolutely insane off for Ottawa, and Ottawa would just have to really blow it a few times, which I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I think the Eastern Conference is more locked down going forward as of now, with Ottawa being on top. I mean, 4 games or 4 wins ahead.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it could shift, but I don't see it shifting in a single week. If you're gonna see change, it'll happen out west, and
It could be
yeah, you know,
Vegas, maybe Mexico or Houston goes on a run, picks up some
yeah, I mean, the
points.
standings are pretty close there as far as points go, so
Yeah. I mean, you have a
I.
straight line, 14, 13, 12, 11, and
Yeah.
Saskatoon at 5.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an unbelievably tough schedule for them with the conference they're in, but yeah, San Diego's won 5 straight, and it's hard to bet against that, but this early on, it's just so likely that so likely that it shifts around. It won't in the East. The West, the 4-1 through 4 is just a crapshoot. Really, anybody could take it. I think in the end it'll be a battle between Las Vegas and San Diego, but we'll see. You've got two other teams that can really contend there.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Maybe someone in the East goes on a big run as well and kind of shortens the lead that Ottawa has gotten to. A gigantic lead.
It's possible. I mean, it might be closer in the end, but I just don't see Ottawa relinquishing that.
No, it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Hard to see that, but we can be helpful.
Yeah. It seems like they've got it locked. It's gonna be, the battle here is really gonna be,
Out west.
2 through 5. I mean, even
Yeah.
2 through 5 are kind of all within 4 points of each other. I think Halifax is more of a threat than we appear to be in the standings right now, but and we know that because just a couple days ago we were sitting in second, right? So
Yeah, I think
we'll see.
Halifax will only get better.
For sure. And I mean, hey, everybody's only gonna, I mean, not everybody, because there might be guys getting called up, but for the most part, everybody's gonna, we can expect everybody to also improve too. So something to watch out for. But I definitely think with the dedication our young guys have shown that there's a strong potential that we do.
I mean, can't really add much more onto that. Said it
No,
perfectly.
I think we actually ended up getting 45 minutes out of this, so a little bit longer than planned, but really good, interesting chat here too, and good first episode, I think. But we'll let the commenters make their minds up on that.
Yeah, and we'll be back next week with another weekly update.
Yeah, hopefully, maybe a little bit higher spirits there too.
Thank you for listening in with us, and let us know your thoughts, anything we should fix and or change, or if you think everything's going well. And tune in next week for our second weekly update.
Yeah, might be maybe we'll kind of plan out some segments here and there too, but yeah, let us know if we should do that or not. Maybe just a kind of free-flowing conversation like this is the way to go. We'll see. Maybe take feedback into account, but
Maybe we'll get some guest speakers from around the league.
yeah, that'd be.
Bring in their input. All right. Well,
All right.
thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys later.